It's been fun struggling though. Nuts. You end up doing, like, when I came here first, I didn't have a clue, so I was running out of money, and I became, like, a Shamwo salesman.
Right.
And they're like, dishwasher cloths or something. I was going around to carnivals and stuff, selling them to all these sort of people. So you kind of have to do anything to make money.
Yeah, imagine. Like,
it's crazy.
Yeah, well, where are you actually living over there? Are you actually in Hollywood?
I'm in West Hollywood, so it's actually the better part of Hollywood. Hollywood is kind of crap. It's like dirty and all touristy, or West Hollywood's nice. It's like next to Beverly Hills. It's cool. It's a nice spot.
How's the Irish thing going down over there?
They're big fans.
Yeah.
They love the accents.
Yeah.
It's almost busy at times. It opens doors too. If you're the solo Irish guy on your own, people are like, ah, let him in. Invite him on to the yacht. Bring him on the jet. And you're like, all right, fair enough.
Yeah, that sounds pretty random. Like you said, it does open a few doors. Just wanted to ask you about some of your auditions, because there was a piece in the Examiner at the end of January, that I saw about you went for an audition to be the face of a rum company. Can you tell us a bit about that experience?
Oh, yeah. So I no real interest in acting, but this guy was telling me, a manager and an agent were telling me about the money you make. So I was like, all right, that sounds good. I'll do it for $100,000.
Yeah.
So I started going to these auditions, and a lot of them were for drink. Must have a good drinking look. But this one for rum went in, and, like, you walk into the audition casting house, whatever, and everyone kind of looks like you, but they're way better looking. So they're like Brad Pitt's version of you.
Yeah.
You're like, okay, I'm going to have to use my charm to get this.
Yeah.
They're all, like, chiseled, buff. So they walk in. And there's a guy coming out of the room, he's like half naked. I was like, all right, that's weird. Then call in with this other guy. And the casting director's like, all right, you know what to do. If you get this gig, you're going to be traveling around to all different beaches in the world. First one is Rio, we'll shoot there. Are you all up for it? And me and this other guy, who looked like a Calvin Klein model, was like, yeah, sounds good. So I was like, all right, take off your tops. And the guy next to me, like, whips it off straight away because he's a beast. And I just slowly take it off. Now he's like, oh, you realize the money's good? And I'm like, yeah. I'd say I could be talked into porn very easily. Then you just have to strut around topless, pretend to be chatting up girls at a bar. It's really, you kind of lose your dignity, but the money's good.
Yeah, like, did they give you feedback then, or what happened?
You leave and you never hear again from them. You only hear if you get it.
Yeah.
It could be a scam. But you just leave and that's it. You and your dignity out the door.
Yeah. And you got your shirt back anyway, though, did you?
I got my shirt right. Gave your man an embarrassed look. The two of us left. Hello. So you kind of have to go with the flow. So after a while, you're like, all right, top off, pants off, what you want me to do?
Yeah.
Show me the money.
Yeah, like, were you at that in Rochestown as well before you left?
Oh, yeah, every day.
Yeah, I can imagine. How many auditions a week would you go for, or how many a month? Like, or I suppose it's all quite random, is it?
It kind of fluctuates, yeah. Sometimes you might have none, other times you might have, like, two or three in a day. Some of them are actually legit too. I don't know how I'm getting them. I was up for this NBC, the lead, like an NBC pilot. Two other ones, two broke girls, they wanted an Irish, apparently they wanted an Irish guy and they went with an old Irish woman, so I was impressed highly at that audition.
Did I see you're up for a part in New Girl as well, that show with Zooey Deschanel?
Oh yeah, there was another, some other Irish, I think they went with an Arabian person in the end.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't even understand my accent at the time. Even though they're looking for Irish people, they think I'm Russian, they think I'm Omar. They can't get my name right a lot of the time. They're like, Merrick? Omar? I'm like, no, it's Merrick. I can't order coffee here at all.
Mark or something like that.
They think Mark is an alien name. It's weird.
Is there a lot of Irish heads actually around there at the moment? Is there a bit of a community amongst you over there?
There are a few Irish, all right. there isn't really that much of a community that I know about. I kind of dodge a lot of those get-togethers, maybe.
Yeah.
Because I think it just diminishes the power of your Irishness. Mm. There's a guy, Peter, all right, that I know. He's on TMZ.
Oh, yeah, he's in Cork, isn't he?
He's in Cork, yeah. And then I have a couple of buddies. They're Dublin directors. I go drink with them around a couple of times. But yeah, you'd be a few around, right?
Yeah, like, you, the sitcom you want to get done, though, I mean, do you have the script written? Is it good to go, or like, how far along are you?
That's all written and stuff, so it's kind of, I shot some stuff, it's called, like, a pilot presentation, so you present it, so I've been talking to BBC and Comedy Central and Sky and a few others over here, and it's just slow, and they ask you to change stuff, and they're like, oh, yeah, could we maybe do it this way, and you just have to kind of dance the dance with them. So now I'm kind of looking for an executive producer is what they're looking for, kind of attached to it. And oddly enough, I might have a man, Judd Apatow.
Yeah, I saw, I think it was on your Instagram the other day, that you had a picture with him, right? So, like, what's the story there? Is she chatting to him about it?
You meet all these random people out and about, and I met a guy before, he was like, oh, yeah, you should do this thing. So at UCB, they have, John Apatow does this kind of an hour-long piece where he goes up and talks about screenwriting and the process of what he does. And then he gets people up to talk about their projects. And it's usually, like, well-known people like Jeff Garlin or all these other screenwriters.
Yeah.
But anyway, the other night, he asked me to go up. They're just talking about random, and he was asking the crowd what they think, and then he was asking his other friend who was up there to get involved, but then he wants to see more. So to foot in, he's like, all right, I'll be in touch. He's like, this could be something that I want to get involved in.
Yeah, that's huge, though, isn't it? Because he's probably the most influential guy in terms of comedy in Hollywood, probably, is he?
Yeah, big time. He just, he was saying, like, a lot of people come up to him and say, oh, I want to do something. He just says, all right, well, write it, and if it's good enough, we'll do it.
Yeah.
Usually people he knows, so if he does it with me, it'll be a bit strange, but it'll be unreal.
Yeah, actually, can you tell us about the kind of the premise of the sitcom, actually? We haven't even asked you that.
Oh, yeah, so it's like based on my books. So I have three books now called Random, The Adventures of an Irish Guy in LA, and then there's the sequel, Randomer. I have a new book coming out called Freedom, Before I Came to LA. So basically, yeah, the sitcom is about me arriving in LA without a clue and trying to kind of make it to the top, realizing, oh, this is, maybe I won't be a star in 3 months. Mm. And then I end up becoming a DJ at the Gate Gym, selling shampoos, going out to Mexico. It's kind of all over the shop. It's kind of like a Entourage meets Curb Your Enthusiasm with an Irish twist.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good. Have you ever kind of been close to packing it in and just coming home?
A few times my visa ran out, my money's run out a couple of times, but I managed to sort stuff out. So the fight is still going. Not done yet.
And like, what's the hope? Like, obviously, you want to land some parts, but I mean, like, that's probably the hope for the next 6 months or a year. Is it just to kind of maybe nail something down?
To be honest with me, I do a lot of auditions just for content.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, something funny might happen here. That's why I do a lot of stuff here. Like, all right, should I stay in and watch Seinfeld? And I'm like, go up and try and see if something happens. So my plan is really to get the sitcom off the ground. See how these pilot presentation things go, and then they get shut up, so on board, line up with HBO, boom, good to go.
Yeah, that'd be boom, all right, wouldn't it? It's a great story, and the thing is, like, there's a lot of people in Ireland at the moment, they're kind of at a loose end, I suppose, and they think maybe going to LA and going to Hollywood would just be something that would be a bit of a dream or a fantasy, but from the sounds of it, like, it's actually possible to go over there and maybe not make, but you certainly seem to be enjoying it anyway, trying to make it.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, it's definitely possible. It's long. It's not as short as I thought. I thought, oh, yeah, I'll do it on a holiday visa, it'd be grand. But, yeah, it's definitely doable. Mm. As long as you're a bit tapped on too, because you get some people that are just stupid. It has to be a small bit tapped on, I suppose.
Yeah, absolutely. Mark, look, best of luck with it and keep in touch, okay? Thanks for your time.
Perfect. Cheers up.
That is Mark Hayes, who's from Orchestown. He's over in Hollywood at the moment, trying to get his sitcom made, and being the likes of Judd Apatow as well, which is really, really exciting. I think everybody, like everybody who likes comedy, likes Judd Apatow. So if that happens, it's going to be pretty amazing. And massive thanks to Mark as well for taking the call. We're nearly finished, but before 12 tonight, myself and John are going to tell you how to make the perfect pancake. Music.